The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Happy Friday, everybody. I know it's a rainy Friday, but I think the sun is trying to peek through, and although it may be raining, I don't care. It's Friday, so happy weekend to everybody. I want to welcome, I have with me Dr. Quang Tan.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone.
He is an endocrinologist with Crystal Run Healthcare. Crystal Run Healthcare is actually a diamond partner for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and every month we try to feature a doctor that works for Crystal Run, part of this huge network now that's spreading all over the Hudson Valley. And last month we had Dr. Perez. She was a podiatrist, and today I have an endocrinologist. So if you have any questions, because he's going to be talking about exercise, he's going to be talking about diabetes, he's going to talk about nutrition, he's going to talk about all these things that, you know, it's on the back of our minds that we don't really want to admit, but I am a big advocate of exercise. Not that, you know, stickler for diet, but exercise, I truly am. So it's a pleasure having you here with it. I have to tell everybody, it's radio, so you can't see him, but he is like 16.
Yeah, I do get that a lot.
So welcome. Thank you for being here with me.
Well, thank you for having me. And, you know, it's really interesting because I think half the time people ask, you're an endo what? And so really, I always have to remind people that an endocrinologist is just a doctor that studies hormones and glands.
Mm-hmm.
And then glands are the organs in our body that make a ton of different hormones. And people will always come saying, oh, yeah, I have hormonal problems. And so that's what we treat.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times when it comes to something like the glands and the hormones, it seems so otherworldly to people. So they focus on like more concrete things like, you know, I have they'll say they have their metabolism is slow or their metabolism is fast. But do they truly know what that is?
Well, it's interesting because even when you mention diabetes, people say, oh, yeah, high sugar. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more to that we can educate the patient on. And what I frequently find when I see patients is they lack a lot of the education, even though we have Google and the internet, mm-hmm. and you can read on and on and on about diabetes and hormones. But patient education is key. And I hope we get through a lot of that today.
Oh, well, you sent me a nice long list, and I got to tell you, I really want to try to cover all of that. So I want to remind everyone that you're listening to WTBQ, and so we are live. You can call us at 845-651-1110 if you have a question for the doctor. Now, don't take this as medical advice over the air, but this is kind of like a little, we'll give them little tips on what they should think about, and if there are further questions, they should really speak to their own doctor.
Of course, I completely agree on that.
So let's go back a little bit. Tell us about you, Dr. Tan.
Oh, I was actually born in San Jose, California, and then moved out east, predominantly raised in Boca Raton, Florida. Of course, did most of my medical training in the New York time area. And just actually got down here from Rochester 2 years ago. And I tell people that is the true upstate.
That is
where we are right now is not the upstate.
Well, the people that are from New York City will think that Orange County is upstate, and it really it isn't. But they say, oh, yeah, I was upstate. It was like, where were you? We were in Newburgh. Oh, okay.
Right. I say Hudson Valley.
The Hudson Valley, right.
But I've been with Crystal Run now for about 2 years, and it's been a fantastic experience meeting the patients in the community, being a part of the community, doing the different activities that we have, such as walks and education sessions and lectures. And, you know, I just got to thank the Chamber of Commerce for having given this opportunity.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to have you with us because we find that it's very important to educate, like we said before, people on different topics and not strictly just business, but also in health and wellness and, of course, community. And so knowing what more about what Crystal Run offers, because Crystal Run is more than just healthcare. They also involve the community,
absolutely.
You know, especially with walks and different types of doctors. I know it's a huge network now, and it's been growing, and it's actually fabulous. You can see all these beautiful buildings everywhere. And you were actually on break. You were telling me about like the new facilities, how they even blow your own mind.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when they first opened the new facilities, there was nobody in the waiting areas, and people thought we had no patients. But truth of the matter was that we were just getting the patients in and out so much more efficiently than the old style of medicine. And people love it because they go there, they call it one-stop doctoring. Mm-hmm. They can see a couple of doctors in the same day. And they're in and out of there, and they don't have to take days off of work. You know, we've all had that experience of mm-hmm. waiting too long for the doctor. Everything is incredibly efficient in the new building. So it's been a pleasure to go ahead and serve the community and work for Crystal Run.
So you came from Rochester. How did you end up here?
You know, in-laws. I think that's where...
In-laws?
Yes, in-laws. If you ask a lot of people, where'd you end up, why? And you say either family or in-laws.
Okay.
And as much as Rochester was fantastic, Strong Memorial Hospital was fantastic, the lake effect snow got a little to be a little too much as well.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Too much. So it's been... This is actually a little further than where I wanted to be. I interviewed all over the five boroughs, Manhattan, Staten Island, Bronx, Brooklyn. But when I met the people at Crystal Run, it really struck me at just how amazingly well-run they are and how much autonomy they give us to run our practice and how much connected we're to the community. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I get to come on radio and talk about my passions of diet, exercise, and type 2 diabetes is just an example of that.
Okay, so let's give us a little view on why, of all things that you could have studied as a doctor, why endocrinology?
Really, the simple answer is my mom has type 2 diabetes and hypothyroidism. My mother-in-law has type 2 diabetes. And matter of fact, in the last statistics in 2012, 29.1 million Americans, or 9.3% of the population, has diabetes. So I don't think you can find anybody on the street who hasn't been affected in some way or another about diabetes. And that's pretty much the simple answer and why I do what I do.
Do we know or do we have an idea of what has caused that type of trend?
Well, you know, there are a lot of different reasons why someone may develop diabetes, in particular type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. Genetics has to do with it, a strong family history, and of course, diet and lack of exercise, which I think is why we're here talking about nutrition and exercise. Mm-hmm. The bad thing about it is that if you ask somebody about diabetes, they'll say, well, my doctor told me to exercise, to diet, and to eat healthy. And it's become a little cliche just to hear doctors say diet and exercise.
Right.
So for me, when I mention diabetes to someone, I actually try to educate them on what diabetes really is.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell me about diabetes? What would you just say if someone came up and said, what do you know about diabetes?
I'd say this person has high blood sugar.
Pretty much that's what most people say.
Right.
But there's a lot more to it than just high blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to do when I meet patients is to tell them all of our organs in our body, the eyes, the kidneys, the heart, the brain, they are made up of a million small cells. What do all these cells need to get us going each day? Sugar.
Right.
So we get sugar through food. We eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
The food gets to the stomach, gets transferred to sugar. And for the sugar to get all over our body, it travels in the blood. And then I ask patients, well, how does the sugar get out of the blood vessel and inside these cells? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Most people.
I'm a radio personality.
Most people say
<tell me.
laughs> osmosis, diffusion, but the simple answer is insulin. And the majority of us have insulin made from our pancreas, and it's a hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So type 2 diabetes is when people's cells get too stubborn or resistant,
mm-hmm.
where when the insulin tries to bring the sugar in, all the cell says, no way, you're not coming inside. And because the sugar can't get inside the cells, it goes right back into the blood. So why do we treat type 2 diabetes? Because you ever cut an apple and leave it outside?
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Oxidation. Yeah.
Good word.
Oh,
that sounded like a medical
word. You're impressed, aren't you?
Well, it turns brown and it rots.
Yes,
and so
it does.
I tell people for diabetes, if you have that much more sugar in your blood vessels, your blood vessels will rot. And nobody wants any of their blood vessels rotting, in particular the eyes, the heart, the mm-hmm. feet, the kidney. Those are all the areas that we look to.
So tell me what, for those that are listening and don't have any clue about diabetes, what does it mean type 2? Is there a type 1, type 3, type 4, type A? What is this?
Great question. So there are many different types of diabetes. And the most common type is type 2. They used to call it adult onset. And there is a type 1. And that is more genetic. And in that case, the pancreas stops making insulin. And this is predominantly diagnosed as a baby or an infant or a child. Type 2 means that you make insulin, but your insulin can't get the sugar inside the cells because they're stubborn. And what makes the cells more stubborn than anything else? weight gain, which is why diet and exercise leading to weight loss opens up these cells, makes the cells more responsive, and are no longer resistant. I tell my patients, more than any medicines that I can prescribe to you, your diabetes can get so much better with weight loss. But of course, as everyone else, we all struggle with weight loss.
Mm-hmm. And people struggle with, and mainly with everyday life, you know, because you're so busy all the time that your nutrition probably isn't where it should be. Your diet isn't the best. You know, you run, so you pick up the fastest thing that you can get, and you don't think about what you're putting into your body until, and sometimes people are so busy, they don't even go get checked up. They don't feel right, but they still don't get checked up. So there's so many things that come into play that, you know, you could end up with type 2 diabetes. And
that happens to millions of people. Mm-hmm. So you're right. The normal routine, run-of-the-mill, day-to-day life, things get in the way. And many patients may have had their doctor say, you know what, we want you to see the medical nutrition therapist. And what really is medical nutrition therapist is someone that can walk you through how to make positive changes in your life and get rid of those barriers.
Okay, we're going to go deeper into that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Marcia Talbot, a licensed real estate broker of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty, specializing in residential, land, and vintage homes. Rest assured that I will make your experience smooth and pleasant and hold your hand through the entire process. As a resident of Orange County since 1976, I know every nook and cranny of this area. Please contact me at marcia.randrealty.com for the best experience in your buying or selling process.
So, doctor, what's up with my family?
Well, adrenal glands relaxed, goosebumps nowhere to be found, and heart rates so low, you guys should be asleep.
Oh, so what does this mean?
You and your family have an acute case of the meh.
The meh? That sounds terrible. What is it?
Your family is bored.
Well, what do we do?
Stop binge-watching TV and get everyone to Pocono Raceway. For a case like this, a weekend at Pocono Raceway will do.
Okay, Pocono Raceway.
For the whole family, I'm prescribing go-karts, monster energy stunt shows, and race cars topping 200 miles per hour.
So this will cure the meth?
Yep. You know, Pocono Raceway even has great camping options for fun family weekends, starting at $125.
Ooh, I feel goosebumps already.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series returns July 30th with the Pennsylvania 400. Kids admission half off starting at $22. And catch the Verizon IndyCar Series with the ABC Supply 500 on August 20th. Details at PoconoRaceway.com. For the love of racing.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to GreatGorgeMC.com or MountainCreek.com. This is Zach Crux, sports director for WTBQ. Tune in every weekday morning to the Frank Truatt Morning Show to get the latest news, scores, and info about your favorite teams and players. That's every Monday through Friday on the Frank Truatt Morning Show, right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ. And we're back to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to us live on WTBQ. Like I said, I'm speaking to the doctor here, Dr. Quang Tan, and he is an endocrinologist with Crystal Run Healthcare. You want to ask him a question, 845-651-1110. When we went on break, we were talking about type 2 diabetes and the physiology of that, and you then quickly went to medical nutrition therapy, and And so let's get back to that so that we don't lose our momentum.
So a lot of people will go to their primary doctor, and the primary doctor may say, you know, I think you should see a medical nutritionist therapy. And it's a little overwhelming because they think, who am I going to meet with? What are you going to be able to tell me? My life is already too busy enough to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
But these specialists in nutrition will actually break down weight management, caloric intake, carbohydrates, nutritional content, and pretty much the timing of what you eat each and every day. And I think a perfect example of that is that, coming from an Asian household, my mother used to eat 3 bowls of rice a day, mm-hmm. and she developed type 2 diabetes. She had no idea that the rice equal carbohydrates equal high sugar content.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in most people's cultures, rice is a staple.
Yeah, I mean, in my culture, it is.
Right.
I'm Puerto Rican. We eat rice like every day.
So she learned to switch to brown rice, and her diabetes got better controlled. And she just didn't realize the different types of nutrition, rice, carbohydrates, and sugar. So that is what a medical nutritionist can really hone in on.
Mm-hmm.
And the key word is diet modification.
It's true. Well, you get people that will either Google or they'll hear myths, or they get advised by a friend, and so they dramatically alter their diet. You know, I'm cutting carbs completely. Or I'm cutting sugar completely. And it's like, it makes me cringe when I hear those things. Because I go, your body needs certain things at certain times, different levels. It's all about moderation. You need to know how to properly change your diet so that it fits you. Not the way your friend is doing it. Not the way Google told you to do it. Everybody's different.
I think the key word you said there was moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I preach that to the patients because it is everything in moderation. Just because you have type 2 diabetes does not mean you can't have a slice of pizza. Does not mean you can't have ice cream. Should you have it every day? Absolutely not. But can you have it in moderation? Of course. Now, diet. Everyone hears diet, says, I'm going to start a diet. I started for 2 weeks. I lost 5 pounds. I'm happy. Oh no, a month later, I gained back 5 pounds.
Or 10.
Exactly. And these days, you're right, because I hear from my family, particularly my cousins all the time, that I started a paleo diet, mm-hmm. or I started the Atkins diet, mm-hmm. or I started a South Beach diet. There seems to be a new diet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Medical studies, what diet has been shown to be the best one out there? Hands down for type 2 diabetes, the Mediterranean diet. So a Mediterranean diet is classified as the world's healthiest diet. It is an abundance of fruits, vegetables, olive oil, fish and poultry, and not necessarily meat. And that has been shown to be the healthiest diet. Now, what I tell people is any diet is a good diet, because mm-hmm. if you're on a diet, you're actively watching what you're consuming.
Right.
And that's the hardest part, as you mentioned before in the first segment, is that we're all on the go. We eat when we eat. We don't pay particular attention to it. We have families. We have friends. We have a job. And so trying to actually watch what we eat can be challenging for people.
Mm-hmm. And also you have to think about incomes as well when it comes to that, because you can get something from the dollar menu and it's super quick, where when you want to go get a salad, it's like triple, quadruple the price. And so, you know, that also comes into play too when you're on a fixed income. You're trying to eat healthy, but do I really want to spend that kind of money on everything organic or everything gluten-free when it's so much more expensive?
That's very interesting that you mentioned that, because you're right. It seems like the unhealthier foods or the fast food places, you can feed the whole family for $5.
Right.
Versus if, of course, in the Hudson Valley, we have so much bountiful vegetables and fresh fruit, that those can be much more expensive. But it is really just having someone there, including your doctors, including the nutritionist, to help you make the healthier food choices. And you can make plenty healthy meals at an inexpensive cost,
mm-hmm.
if someone just walked you along the way. Mm-hmm. And I think these days it's interesting because it seems like everyone has a smartphone, or you mm-hmm. mentioned the internet, or you mentioned Google. And how do you start making the purposeful changes in your life? Well, there is an app for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Make an app. Download a free app. Track what you're eating, track how many steps you're walking. These are all the things that technology gives to us that we can implement on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So MyFitnessPal is a great app, because you can do a food diary, you can do an exercise diary, and when you input that, it gives you the assurance that things are going to get better. And you can actually see, and it motivates yourself as well. So it's fantastic.
Well, doctor, it seems that we struck a nerve, because we have a phone call, so... Hi, you're live with us.
Yes, Dr. Tan, I just wanted to ask a question regarding processed foods. Do you find that's quite a big issue today versus, you know, eating more from the earth and, you know, your nuts and your grains and stuff like that, or fruits and vegetables?
So I think that's a fantastic question. Thank you for calling in. There has been this ongoing debate in the past 5 to 10 years, processed versus organic. You walk into a supermarket, there is 2 aisles of organic food that costs almost 3 times as much as processed foods. And a big field in endocrinology these days is what is actually in our foods. What chemicals do we use to grow our vegetables? Right now, they are still undergoing decades-long trials about what is healthier or not. I don't think that necessarily organic is much more healthier than processed, but it's about what exactly you're eating. So low calorie, low carbohydrates are what I think people should concentrate on versus, do I spend an extra $4 on this organic versus processed food?
Mm-hmm.
Carbohydrates and the calories. And many people don't even think about how much calories we're intaking on a day-to-day basis. Most people should be intaking 12,000 to 15,000 kilocalories per day. And people will say, well, Dr. Tan, how am I supposed to know how many calories that is? Again, technology. There is an app for everything. There's a calorie counter app. There's a carbohydrate counting app, which are wonderful to help you keep track of what you're doing.
Thank you so much for that question. If anybody else wants to give us a call, 845-651-1110. So, doctor, let's go into weight loss goals, because here's the reality. People say, I'm going to get on this diet, and they go on these crazy crash diets. And I found a lot of my friends, of people that I know, will go on a diet. They'll lose 5 pounds. Then they have like a night of binging, right? And they come back and they've gained double the weight because now their body is trying to absorb absolutely everything that they're putting into their face. So what would you recommend as a weight loss goal?
Well, in order to actually define where you are, most medical practitioners will use something we call BMI, or body mass index.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just a calculation of your weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters squared. Now, of course, you can just Google this, and there's apps for that as well, and you can find out what your BMI is. There are some flaws in BMI, such as for people with very high muscle mass, it may be slightly skewed. But on average, it works for an individual. If you're less than 25, that's normal. If you're 25 to 29, that's overweight. And if you're greater than 30, it's obese.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody I know likes to hear that term because they find it very offensive.
Right.
But in particular, it's just a medical term that we do use. And in particular, even for myself as Asian Americans, it differs per ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
So greater than 28 is obese for Asian Americans and not greater than 30. Now, how do you know how much weight you should be losing? And it's all about setting realistic goals. I think a lot of our friends would say, oh yeah, I want to lose 10 pounds in 1 week.
Impossible.
Possible, but is it realistic?
Are you going to feel good afterwards?
Right.
No.
And it's all about having a measure of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We would typically say that on a week to month basis, even if you just lose 1 to 2 pounds per week, that is a healthy start.
That is a healthy start.
Yeah. And 5 to 10% is the goal that we would look for,
mm-hmm,
of your initial body weight to see and track your progress.
Mm-hmm.
So again, setting realistic expectations and goals is incredibly important.
Yeah, you know, I tell people, people that know me know I'm an avid exercise, and I spin and I work out, and, you know, I cut certain things out of my diet, you know, for my own purpose. But I know how hard it is, and it didn't happen overnight. This is the one thing I tell them. It took 3 years to get to the point where I'm happy with where I am, and then it becomes maintenance after that. And once you get into the routine, it becomes a habit. It's normal part of life for me to get up and do exercise.
And I think it's what you said is habit, is get those around you on the same page. I've had patients time and again say, oh, you know, my husband wants to eat this, my daughter wants to eat this, my son wants to eat this, and it's all unhealthy, and I'm tired of cooking 3 different meals. If you get those around you involved,
mm-hmm,
on the same page, go shopping together at the grocery store. Pick out things that are healthy. The more support you have, the better.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's go into, a lot of times people don't understand. Let's go again with the amount of calories that you should be taking, number one. And then number two, let's talk about nutritional content. When people are shopping for food, they're not really sure what they're looking at that side, you know, on the side of the, yeah. with all the little numbers on it. With
the labels, the nutritional labels.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying they're looking at these little numbers and going, what? I don't know what these numbers are.
Right. So the biggest things you should look for on a nutritional label include calories. They should include carbohydrates. Take a peek at the sodium as well, mm-hmm. in addition to glucose. For type 2 diabetics, a lot of people will say glycemic index. And glycemic index is an index that measures the amount of sugar there is inside that organic or processed food. And so in the medical studies that they've done, they have shown that low glycemic index diets provide a modest benefit. And most particular, don't forget to look at serving size. Mm. Many people may look
at
something.
That's the part I overlook.
Right. So you have to do just a little bit of simple math to find out the serving sizes
right.
per thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as far as the benefits, we were talking about exercise. So not only do you alter your nutritional intake and watch how many calories that you're actually taking in, exercise is also an important part of a balance.
I feel like I could spend the whole hour of this show talking about the benefits of exercise. It's amazing because there has been study after study showing that it lowers risk of early death. Mm-hmm. It lowers the risk of coronary artery disease. It lowers the risk of strokes. It lowers the risk of high blood pressure, of high cholesterol. A lot of medical issues can be lowered with exercise. Mm-hmm. But the problem is not just exercise, it's how much exercise that gets people.
Right.
And that can be very unrealistic when people hear what the doctors tell them to do. Mm-hmm. For example, for every type 2 diabetic, the American Diabetes Association states that, you know what, to be healthy, you should have 150 minutes of vigorous exercise a week.
That's insane. No one's got time for that.
And the patient looks at me saying, wait, 150, you want me to work out a half an hour, 5 out of the 7 days a week? I have a family, I have work, I have to drive to work. Where am I supposed to squeeze that time in? Mm-hmm. And so it can sometimes seem unattainable.
Right.
But if you incorporate that exercise into your day-to-day routine, mm-hmm. Such as in Newburgh, we actually have a walking contest. So in our facility, you'll just see employees walking around on break or on lunch to try to compete with each other.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about exercise because I love this topic. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Gluten-free chicken pizza. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the radio. This chicken pizza is good, good for you, and yep, gluten-free.
So we're gonna start with a really quick, simple cherry tomato sauce, a couple of cloves of garlic, and some good olive oil on the bottom of our skillet. Add your tomatoes to the skillet, and you're gonna cook them until they slump and begin to break down. The chicken itself is the crust. We're gonna top it with tomato sauce and fresh mozzarella and basil. Some of my favorite things to throw on pizza: chili flakes, oregano, granulated garlic, and a little granulated onion, salt. Mix that all together, and that's our pizza sprinkle. And these guys are gonna cook up in 2-3 minutes on each side.
For this recipe and more food tips, go to rachelrayshow.com. Monday, lemony pasta with vegetables. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray.
It's time America honored its police again. I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. Help us back our blue by donating your vehicles to NRA Cars for Freedom, and we'll come pick them up. Donations are tax deductible, and we'll support the NRA Foundation's law enforcement training to active and retired police officers. Help us back our blue. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT today.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-799-2745. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-799-2745. That's 1-800-799-2745. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-799-2745.
Hi, this is Tom Lovelace. Join me and my guests every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., for the Lovelace Music Experience. Exciting interviews and great music from every genre, right here on WTBQ, playing the best music.
WTBQ weather.
For the rest of the day, still some areas of rain will occasionally threaten as temperatures remain in the 60s under an overcast sky. We're in the 60s tonight. The risk of showers gradually comes to an end later in the evening hours. Saturday turning nice. Partly sunny skies, nice and comfortable. Highs about 80. Saturday night mostly clear, 55 to 60. And a beautiful Sunday with lots of sunshine. Highs approaching the middle 80s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sean Rowland.
WTBQ. Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us on It Looks Like It's Clearing Up Friday. Thank you, everybody, for being with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And with me, I have Dr. Quang Tong from Crystal Run Healthcare. He's an endocrinologist. We were talking about diabetes. We were talking about weight loss and medical nutrition therapy. And we kind of touched on benefits of exercise. And we all know, I know everybody's heard this. I know I need to exercise. I get it. You know, I just don't have the time to exercise. When will I do it? And here's the thing. I'm of the mind that if it's important enough to you, you will find a way to throw in some exercise. And I know for a lot of people, there's so many different fads and craze, and you know, you got to do the PX this and the triple T that, and people get overwhelmed because they don't know what exercise they should be doing. And I'm of the mindset to say, just get any type of movement exercise going. If you have to walk around the building where you work, walk around the office, stretch yourself, you don't have to get crazy with it. You just have to get moving.
I couldn't agree more, because you commonly hear when patients get asked, well, do you exercise? And patients say, well, I walk my dog. Well, I take a walk outside every now and then. And you might hear some doctors saying, well, that's not enough. You got to get on the treadmill. You have to exert your heart. You have to be sweating. But I completely agree that any physical activity is good physical activity. Mm-hmm. That could be walking, that could be swimming, that could be biking, anything to get you outdoors, or if you want in the gym, mm-hmm. but we have such a nice environment around here, that just to get you going is very, very important and has been shown to have incredible health benefits. Mm-hmm. But I have to preface and warn people that we always see people who decide they're going to start something and go really, really hard at it. And they call themselves the weekend warrior. So all of a sudden, I'm going to go ahead and join a CrossFit gym and decide that I'm a 50-year-old man and I can do CrossFit. And then they come with an injury. Mm-hmm. So it is about having realistic goals and about injury prevention. Mm-hmm. Cannot stress enough stretching before any strenuous exercise and warm up and cool down periods. So if you do plan to partake in exercise, which you do on an everyday basis, make sure that you're safe and that you don't give yourself an injury.
Mm-hmm. I get people that say to me, Barb, you know, I want to work out my arms. I want upper body. You know, what do you do? And I tell them, well, I do push-ups. This is what I do. And they'll go, well, I can't do a push-up. I'm like, yes, you can. No, I can't. I'm like, even if you just do one push-up, and just every single day try one, then move it up to two, then move it up to three. You don't have to go crazy trying to do 10 push-ups in one hit. It's not going to happen. But the fact that you're doing it, and that should be true with anything, go for a short walk. It doesn't have, if you can't do 30 minutes, I get it. Do 7 minutes, do 5 minutes, do something, some kind of exercise. Once you get into the habit, it becomes like a normal thing every day for you to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to get up. I'm going to walk. And that's a great thing about technology, because now you have these pedometers and you have these Fitbits and these, and your phone tracks. You know, that there's some app that tells you get up and walk now, you know, very demanding. But these are the things that are available to you that will remind you on a busy life that this is a time for you to take a walk. So how do you feel about technology and exercise?
Funny that you mention that, because I do have a lot of patients tell me, well, I got a Fitbit. Is it really going to help me lose weight? Is this really going to prevent a heart attack? And they've actually done studies on this, because a pedometer in any fashion, such as your phone, your smartphone, something you wear around your wrist, has been shown to, one, motivate you, two, keep you on track, and three, increase physical activity. In fact, they actually did a systemic review on this, where if you did this throughout the day combined with a specific goal on the number of steps that are taken per day, this was shown to increase physical activity by 27% and was associated with a decreased decline in BMI and blood pressure. So these things actually do work. There is some controversy, because there are some studies that say pedometers don't extend your life, but whatever it helps with is what is important.
And for me, I don't think it has anything really to do with extending your life, but actually the quality of your life.
Agreed. Quality of life is incredibly important.
And you should be healthy right now. Don't think about what's going to happen in the future. Think about how you're feeling right now.
And many patients will say, well, I don't know what I should start. You know, there's so many different things out there. I've heard of Pilates. I've heard of Spin Cycle. I've heard of all these different things. Where do I even start? And it can become very bewildering for a patient to know what to do right off the bat. And so what I say is, if you don't join a gym, go to your local community center. Go to a YMCA. There are so many different classes these days. Find something that would be of interest to you. Just because your friend is cycling and going to spin class doesn't mean that's for you.
Right.
It might not be for you. But if you're into hip-hop music, there is hip-hop dance classes. It seems these days that there are so many different types of activity that you can find something of interest.
And it should always be fun. This is what I tell people all the time. It shouldn't be a chore. You shouldn't be dreading to do it. It should be something you look forward to doing. For me, I love going to spin. I say to people, come try it out. See if it works for you. If it does, great. If it doesn't, try something else. I used to do Zumba. I found that I preferred spin over Zumba. There's just different things that has to work for you. And I found that if you weren't enjoying it, that you were likely to stop doing it, and you weren't going to do the exercise. You weren't going to dedicate yourself to it.
Right. And really, I think what you bring up a lot is the important topic of barriers. We have barriers to many things, and many people have barriers to exercise or physical activity. So they commonly will say, well, you know, my children, I got to watch after my kid. I can't go to the exercise class because of that. And what I mentioned before in the prior segment is incorporating your family and friends into this. And so if you look at the area that we're in, there are amazing hiking trails here. And I'm not asking you to hike up a big mountain. I'm asking you just to go out and enjoy a stroll with the family.
We have a very nice heritage trail here in Orange County. Get on that heritage trail. If you're from Poughkeepsie area, we have the Hudson over the walkway over the Hudson. It's a long, nice walk. There's different things that you can do throughout. And here's the other thing that I'd like to tell people that are considering working out, but they don't want to join a class because they feel intimidated. Everybody was where you are. Nobody came in as a professional spinner or a professional hiker or professional. Nobody. Everybody started from square one. So everybody can understand where you are. You shouldn't feel embarrassed. You shouldn't feel ashamed. You should just go in and do it. People actually find that they'll support you because you are there and you're doing it. And they want to see you succeed.
And if you even need more motivation, check with the place you work at. Because at Crystal Run, they have a wellness program where they'll frequently invite everybody who works at Crystal Run out for a hike or out for a walk or out for a run. They've actually given out pedometers to the whole entire staff and having competitions on a week-to-week basis mm-hmm. to see who can walk the most and to have prizes at the end of that. And many big corporations these days, the healthier you are, the more compensation they may provide for you as well. So there's all these different things in place to motivate people because obviously the healthier you are, the better you feel and the better you'll work from their mindset.
Right, and a lot of companies now are realizing that health does mean business. And so they want their employees to be healthy. They want their employees to, you know, reduce the amount of sick days and to come to work. And so they encourage this kind of activity between even employees and team players within the corporation. Another thing that, you know, can be very exciting that you can start yourself if you don't already aren't part of it is these apps where you and your friends can compete. It
That's
becomes
right.
like a competitive kind of, I did this many steps and you get a reward, or the person gets a reward and you get updated on each other's progress.
Right. And you know, as much as we've talked today about nutrition, diet, exercise, I will still always get questions of, well, what can you prescribe to me to help me lose weight? There's something out there, doc. Just give me a pill. And to be honest, that is the holy grail of the pharmaceutical world. If every pharmacy company could make a weight loss drug where everyone would lose weight, that drug would make billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, we do not have many good options available. The drugs that we do have include 4 pills and 1 injection now, and they all have significant side effects. 2 of them carry a black box warning for suicide risk. And the amount of weight you'll lose with these medications dwarfs in the amount that you could lose just by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So when patients do come to me for weight loss and ask for medications, I, of course, give them all the options that's available. And on average, they only lead to anywhere between 5 to 7% of weight loss. So I think most of us can do much better just with diet and exercise.
We're going to take a little break, and when we'll be back, we're going to kind of tell people how they can get a hold of you. They wanted to speak to you further on endocrinology, right? You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
At Dawson Motors, there's no substitute for quality and customer care. Whether it's the vehicles they sell or the repair and maintenance service they provide, Dawson Motors is Warwick's oldest and largest independent dealership with an honest reputation for customer satisfaction. Their pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected to ensure they meet their high-quality standards of safety and reliability. Their service bays are staffed by ASE-certified technicians trained and equipped to service today's vehicles. For sales and service, they make it easy. Customer-focused salespeople and a state-of-the-art service team dedicated to your complete satisfaction. Dawson Motors, old-fashioned service and modern technology. Stop by or call today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick. Or online at DawsonMotors.com.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
State Farm, in the Clock Tower on Main Street in Warwick. One stop for all your business and personal insurance and financial services. Life, home, auto, disability, or business insurance, as well as banking and retirement planning. Call 986-7100 or come in and meet the team.
WTBQ Radio is partnering with Backpack Snack Attack, a nonprofit organization that provides food for hungry school children of every age and grade level. These children and their families do not have enough funds to purchase back-to-school supplies, so WTBQ and Backpack Snack Attack are asking that you buy one extra school supply before August 7th so they can add these items to their backpacks. Drop-offs at WTBQ Radio or at Flowers by Lisa in Pine Island. Please make a difference and teach your children how important it is to share with those less fortunate.
New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
The fans are on their feet, standing up and screaming.
It's the Overton's 301.
Here comes Truex racing for the lead. Truex down to the bottom there, but Kyle Busch escapes out of it.
Slingshot run for Kyle Busch. He's got the advantage. Harvick, 1 second.
Trouble. Keselowski goes around. Clint Bowyer goes around. Jimmy Johnson got into the wall.
The Overton's 301 from New Hampshire. Sunday, July 16th at 2 o'clock.
Brought to you every week by Vogler Moore Insurance and Dawson Motors. WTBQ.
And we're back to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And this is our last segment. We covered so much, Doctor. Are you pretty happy with what we've covered, I think?
Very happy with it.
Good. Dr. Quang Tong, he's an endocrinologist with Crystal Run Healthcare. And when we went on break, you mentioned you were getting some messages from your family.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Lin clan and the Wu-Tang clan.
And we have a caller waiting for us if you want to put him through. Hi, you're on the air with us. Thank you for staying with us.
Yes, Dr. Tong, I just wanted to ask you about hydration in reference to, you talked about spin and stuff like that. Is something called rhabdomyolysis very common if you do excessive exercise and stuff like that? And what is it? And also, you know, how do you prevent a lot of this? And what you're feeling about drinking fluids and staying hydrated and, you know, electrolytes and stuff like that?
Well, I think that's a fantastic question because that is a correct medical term, rhabdomyolysis, where it's a breakdown of muscle after strenuous activity. Now, it does not happen every day and it is not incredibly common, but it can happen in particular to people who have not exercised for a long time and then decide to go run a marathon. And that's why we had stressed the importance of injury prevention with stretching, cool down periods, and I couldn't agree more, adequate hydration. Most times if you attend one of these classes, the amount that you're sweating is profuse. You need to make sure you hydrate yourself. People always ask me, well, do I drink Gatorade Fierce or do I drink this, that, water?
Water. This is what I say to them, too.
Just drink water.
I'm like, just drink water. Right. Don't get crazy with the, you know, Gatorade this and the Powerade that. You don't need any of that stuff. Your body needs water.
Right.
So does your body regenerate a lot of the electrolytes, generally speaking? And how do people get rhabdomyolysis or how do they prevent it, get it prevented? And, you know, how should exercise be approached or what sensible approach?
Well, to definitely prevent it is water. If you drink adequate amounts of water, and people say, what's adequate, Dr. Tan? Well, 6 to 8 large glasses of water a day would be what is recommended. Obviously, if you have strenuous activity, you would drink more. If you drink prior to exercise, during exercise, and after your exercise, you absolutely will prevent the rhabdomyolysis. And if you unfortunately do get it, go to your nearest hospital, and what they will treat you with is intravenous fluids or more water.
Thank you for that call. That was an excellent question, right? I mean, we cover so much, but it's true, the importance of hydration and something simple as just water. So, doctor, we covered a lot of topics. If someone wanted to come see you, talk more about this, if they have specific questions, and, you know, we always say recommend go see your doctor, and they don't particularly have an endocrinologist, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can always get a hold of us at our website at crystalrunhealth.com. In addition to that, we are at so many different locations today. Our endocrinology division is quite large. There's about 13 of us now. We're quite proud of that. I see patients in Middletown 3 days a week and Newburgh 2 days a week. And you can just, of course, just give us a call at our main line.
Do you have that number?
Sure. It's going to be...
Oh, it's right on your card here. Yeah, you do it.
845-703-6999. And we also participate in ZocDoc.com.
What is that?
ZocDoc is a very convenient website that people can go on and read our bio profiles, make patient appointments, and also review us as well.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, ZocDoc.com. Kind of like a Yelp for doctors.
Oh, wow. Well, that's news to me. And so if anybody has an idea or want to get an idea of what Dr. Tong looks like, I'm going to be posting our picture on Facebook to let people know this is what the good doctor looks like. If you're interested in speaking to him further, like he said, you can reach Crystal Run Healthcare through crystalrunhealthcare.com or 845-703-6999. Is there anything else? Any parting words?
No, I just wanted to thank the radio station. Plays great music. Thanks, Frank and Taylor. thanks, Crystal Run, for for this opportunity. And thank you for just a great evening, and everyone have a wonderful weekend and be safe.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Chamber. We have a lot of things coming up, very exciting. Yesterday, we had our Chamber breakfast. We had Senator Bonasik there with us. And so if you missed a breakfast, I did Facebook Live it, so you can catch what he had to say. He was pretty funny and had us all cracking up at the breakfast. It was like 7:30 in the morning, and everybody's laughing because of the senator. So if you missed that breakfast, we're there every single month. So join us at a Chamber breakfast. It's for members and non-members, and we do it at the beautiful West Hills Country Club located in the town of Walk Hill. So if you're interested in joining us for breakfast, go to orangeny.com or give us a call at 845-457-9700. The other things that I want to mention is that we have a couple things coming up. Tuesday, July 25th, we are going to have a summer art exhibit and business mixer with Inspire, and it's going to be from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be networking, art exhibit, music, hors d'oeuvres, cash bar. So it's kind of like a nice mixture to have with Inspire, supporting Inspire. We're partnering up with them. It's going to be at the Winding Hills Golf Club, which is located 1847 State Route 17K in Montgomery. It's going to have all kinds of foods, and You're the Boss Wedding and Events Decor and Cupcakes is going to be there. And we're going to have music by Triad Acoustic Trio. So if you're interested in being part of that mixer, contact Carla Leon at 845-294-7300 at extension 235. Or give us a call at the Chamber. We'll give you some information on that. Well, I'm excited to say, and Doctor, I hope that you join us for this and bring your family, the Wu-Tang Clan. And we're going to have something called the Brunch Fest. It's the very first Brunch Fest. It's almost kind of like a Brunch Con in New York City. And although we cannot use Brunch Con because it's a New York City thing, we're calling ours the very first Hudson Valley Brunch Fest. It's going to be on Sunday, August 20th at the Angry Orchards located in Walden. There's going to be food and beverages. There's going to be a dry bar. There's going to be a barber. There's going to be manicures, pancake eating contest, and lawn games, just all kinds of things. There are different levels to get in. So there's going to be like a VIP level, a general admission level, designated driver level. So if you have any questions about our Brunch Fest, it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, like I said, August 20th. You need to contact us at orangeny.com or visit our website or our Facebook page. It's all over our Facebook page. I've been sending it out on our member happenings that goes out every Friday. In fact, you'll see it again on this member happenings every Friday. Or give us a call at 845-457-9700 or speak to Erin Pasquale. She is our fabulous director of events, and she can tell you more about that at erinp@orangeny.com. And the other thing that I want to mention, it is going to be our 19th annual Orange Open. And this year, we are teaming up with Honor. They are the not-for-profit homeless shelter for family, and they provide family services. And we are doing that on Monday, September 25th. It's going to be, again, at the beautiful West Hills Country Club located in the town of Walk Hill. And, you know, we are looking to help Honor help others. So if you're interested in being part of playing a good golf round. I think we're doing 9 holes because I think West Hills is broken up in two sections. We're doing the 9 holes and we're doing a par 3. And I think there's also going to be like a corporate challenge. All kinds of things are going on for this a golf outing. So if you're interested in putting together a foursome, or if you're a chamber member and you want to have your tee signs up, you want to be a sponsor, we're still looking for sponsors. So give us a call. Like again, I'll give you the phone number, 845-457-9700, or email Casey Meyer at kcmcaseym@orangeny.com, or again, Erin Pasquale at erinp@orangeny.com. Now, one last thing I want to say, my July edition of the Business Watch. I am picking it up today. I'm very excited. If you've been waiting for the Business Watch, it is printed. I also have a digital format, so if you're interested in reading it digitally, you can go to orangeny.com or to our website, or send me an email. You can reach me at barbaram@orangeny.com. Also, want to be a guest on the radio? You're a member? Come be with me here live on WTBQ. Give me a call, 845-457-9700. Doctor, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody, have a nice weekend, and we will see you next week. Thank you for joining Orange County Chamber Business Wise.